everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Phil.
To Brian.
Welcome to the thing that we did done, yep. Are about to complete.
We're doing it more. It's yep. Spy vs. Spy podcast.
We're doing it more for number 24.
Yeah.
Are we number 24?
Yeah. And this one's live.
Yeah, this one's going out live.
Yep.
And also, it's a special season finale double episode.
Yeah.
It'll last half an hour.
Yep, that's right.
And
we're going out with a bang.
And one of us will die.
That's right, we're going to get voted off.
Yep.
One of us will be demolished.
This is a live, and the results show will be tomorrow, and we'll read out who got killed.
Well, you'll read it out, because it'll be me.
What? Oh, dude.
Yeah. I mean, stay tuned, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, should we dig right in? Are you going to do Foodin' It Up? We should do Foodin' It Up with him.
Food it up. Do you want to food it up?
I could food it up real quick. I had a
Who likes food?
I bought Heather a candy bar, and it was really good. It was like a Save the Rainforest Animals candy bar, so it was like $2.50. Mm-hmm. Dark chocolate, little toffee nibblings, and hazelnut particles in it.
Mm-hmm.
Super good. It busted up in these little 3/4-inch squares, and I suck on my candy. I can't chew that shit.
You can't, or you won't?
It just seems like a waste. It's like, I don't want to hurry, you know?
Yeah, I guess
so. Savour it.
Yeah. So was it sponsored by the WWF?
I don't think it was, actually.
It wasn't sanctioned candy?
No. It was some rogue renegade rainforest savers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, there's an easy wrestling joke to be made there, but I'm going to be the bigger man and not make it.
We'll let other people make it for us.
Yeah, okay. Okay, insert you guys. You guys.
Insert you guys.
Make a wrestling joke.
And insert now. It.
Okay, done, everyone? Okay, good. So.
All right. So yeah, we have a special guest this time who...
All of our guests are special.
That's true. But this one's perhaps even specialer.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. He doesn't draw a comic that I know of.
Okay.
Which is a fairly big deal.
Yeah.
And he's not on the Crown Commission message board, so... So this is like a real guest.
Yeah.
Our best behavior.
Okay.
No cursing.
What?
No wordplay of any kind.
Jesus.
No puns, Brian. No puns.
Oh, man. Okay. No. Pun-free show. We'll do it. Check it out. Challenge.
Straight and serious.
Challenge time. Yep. This is part of our reality show. It's the challenge part of it.
Yep.
This is a reward challenge. If I don't make any puns during the whole show, fucking all you guys got to send me something good.
Something good.
I don't know. Maybe.
So he's a song fighter from across the pond, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
From the land of Ing.
Yeah. The land up over, I guess, is what they call it. Down
from
under
old,
being
the
Australia.
The old country. The old country.
The first country.
The
first good one.
He's from time zone zero.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased and proud to point you all at Johnny Cashpoint.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
London calling. Yay, me.
Are you at time zone zero?
I'm about 20 minutes from it, in fact, from GMT. You can see it from our bedroom window.
Oh,
well, you can't see it. You can see where it would be.
Right. So you're 20 minutes distance wise, yeah. Not time wise.
Yes, exactly.
There's no GMT plus 20 minutes.
Maybe there is. Maybe it's a secret we're not letting you into.
It would be the
no, there isn't. Don't worry.
That would be the Newfoundland and Labrador of the UK, I think. those fuckers are like a half an hour off of everyone else. It's so stupid. It doesn't make
difficult,
any sense.
Difficult people.
Yeah.
Cambodia is on the 15.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the other country
Cambodia
that is?
And one other country, but I don't
you know,
remember.
Yeah, there's another country that is. They're all fucking... They don't take shit from nobody.
Yeah, I guess. They never want to catch a TV show. Or they want to be 15 minutes early, I guess, for everything.
Cambodia? They don't even have TV.
Set their VCRs and... get ready, man the pause button so they don't have to record the commercials.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, I guess we should start with, what's your deal? What makes you so great?
just a freak of nature. What can I say? I don't know. I'm just great.
I think you're great.
Oh, bless. I think you're great too. I've been making music on Songfight for about 2.5 years now. Pretty much week in, week out. Listening to a lot of music, some good, some bad, some shocking.
Now, Songfight might be the music equivalent of the Daily Grind Iron Man Challenge for some people. Some people do it every week.
Yeah.
And some people shouldn't be doing it every week because they're not getting any better, maybe.
Has the Daily Grind not finished yet? God, that's been going for ages.
Still going, yeah.
How many left?
100.
Yeah, me.
It's actually
100. Is it growing?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool. Yeah. It's not dissimilar, I suppose. It's you get a title every week and write a song about it and keep going and hopefully improve or make great music if you're already amazing anyway.
Yeah. Sort of like Strip Fight.
Yeah, yeah, very similar to Strip Fight. In fact, one might suggest that Strip Fight maybe took inspiration from somewhere, or vice versa.
I'll go on record as saying that Ed Brisson fucking spiked that shit.
Yeah, he was jealous because he has, I don't know if you've heard him rap, but he has.
Yes, I have.
He's jealous that he didn't come up with every idea ever.
Yeah.
So, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's a human mustache. How long has Songfight been going?
Don't ask me about the history of it.
It's been going on for 2.5 years. That's how long Johnny's been doing it. It's been going on.
Yeah, exactly. It started the day I turned up. No, at least 5 years. Because it's got a 5 years ago thing on the front page. But longer than that, I don't know. It has a kind of nebulous history when you get back.
But back then, it was like probably two guys.
Yeah, two guys sharing a keyboard. Yeah.
Yeah. And the only people who voted were like their mom.
Yeah, and she didn't vote for them either. So. Yeah. That's friend flooding, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And she, that fucking bitch didn't even write reviews.
I'm just very loud anyway. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah.
So, what was your first title?
Please Don't Call Me Ken. It's November 2003, I think.
Ken Minter?
Oh.
You started in November?
2003.
Me and Brian started in December.
That's right. I remember reviewing early Spy vs. Pi songs, or Pi vs. Yeah, Spy vs. Pi,
yeah.
And being saying I couldn't decide if I hated them or loved them. Yeah. Which I think is probably the best review I can give anything. Yeah. Because
yeah.
Both. I hated them and I loved them.
You hate one of us, and one of us will die.
Yeah, but as long as I don't know which one it is, everything's okay. Don't tell me which one's Spy and which one's Pi. Otherwise, you know, it's all over. But yes, but now you're gonna have to go solo now. One of you, isn't it? If one of you's dying tonight, then
we've been auditioning replacements.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So,
you know, anyone who you got lined up?
Well,
I hear Garth Brooks is looking for a new musical role.
Yeah, it's whoever gets killed off the OC next week. I saw a preview, and they're like, one of these people will not make it through the episode. I'm like, oh, sweet.
Don't spoil it, because I don't... Do you guys get the OC there?
We do, but I'm sure we're behind you. Everything else gets about six months behind you. Look, so it's just started season two
because, it's because your TV seasons are only 6 weeks long, right?
Yeah. Although we get more to the American model now, things are getting a bit longer. You're doing 13 episodes now rather than stuff.
America's Next Top Model?
No, I haven't got that. I can't wait to see that. That looks fantastic. That looks like genius.
There's a Canada's Next Top Model coming up.
Really?
This season.
Oh,
yeah, I'm really
exciting.
Stoked about that.
Yeah.
No. What? I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
No, it's for real. There is.
Oh yeah,
you think there's there's an Australians one and fucking everywhere. They all have them. Everyone wants to be a model. Everyone wants to be a model. Even me.
Go on.
Do you guys think that they could make a male model TV show fly? Do you think it would? Do you think it could it work if it was dudes being models? Do you think that would be? Because the girl models, you know, you'll get obviously you'll get girls watching it. The same way, if there was guy models, the girls would watch it too. But men probably wouldn't want to watch other male models so much.
I suppose.
Do you think? I don't know. I have no idea.
I would not want to look at some dudes.
What's that?
I would never want to look at some dudes. Johnny, what do you think about dudes? I think.
I'll happily look at them, but
Do you want to watch?
I wouldn't
want to
watch TV about it. No, I don't want to watch people. I make me feel inferior if nothing else. You know, flexing their pecs, etc.
I think that's your new tagline. Spy versus spy, flexing their pecs, etc.
Yep.
It works for you. You can have that one. It's free.
Hot dog.
All right. So last weekend, this past weekend that just came up on us, it was the Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Did you guys do anything good for Mother's Day?
Our Mother's Day is on a completely different day. Well, ours was about 2 months ago.
Oh, are you serious?
And I had this thing where I went on the song fight boards and someone said, oh, wishing my mum a happy Mother's Day. This was on Monday morning. And I thought, fuck, before I suddenly realised that that I'd just sworn on the podcast note that I'd already given my mum a book. Am I allowed? Oh, that's all right then.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed. You can say whatever you want, man.
Good, good.
I'm not allowed to say whatever I want.
Oh, but that's not true.
You're not a guest.
Yeah. Can you call Phil a right C-U-N pardon?
I can if you want me to. What's it worth? Should we have a vote, a ring-in poll? Should Johnny Cashpoint call Phil Redmond a C-U-N?
I get in trouble when I say that. He gives me guff.
Yeah.
Guff.
Yeah. And yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I went back to my parents' place last weekend and had Mother's Day there, and it was all right. I don't know. It's kind of whatever.
Where's home?
Merritt, BC. It's about 3 hours from Vancouver, where I am.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a small town, but it's the country music capital of Canada.
Is it really?
For real. It's official. There's every year there's a country music festival that happens there, and it's huge. It's been happening since the early 90s, I believe. And I grew up with that fucking thing coming. And the town is about 8,000 people, and this festival that's up in the mountains, every year they get around 80,000 people. So the population of the town is fucking exploding. And and so because of that, the town is seeing a lot of growths.
Yeah.
And they just built a Walmart. In this little town, a Walmart just opened up, and I'm just fuck. Oh, it just pisses me off so much.
Why?
Because
love Walmart?
I do. I like to go there to buy
shotguns, lawn chairs.
I don't know if you can buy
coolers.
Guns in the Canadian one or not. But yeah, it's just kind of depressing because it's still a real small town, and like there's still a lot of like family-owned businesses and things. And now
not for long.
No. And so there's a Canadian Tire, which is a Canadian sort of hardware, big kind of hardware type store. And it just opened up, and they're getting all this kind of shit. And I don't know. It's depressing.
Is that kind of stuff happening in England there, Johnny?
And there's a big thing at the moment about Tesco's. I don't know. Big supermarket chain anyway. The middle classes are turning against Tesco's, turning up in their towns and trying to get back to the little trader on the street. I'm rather nonplussed by it. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, as long as I can get food. But
you guys do still have the class system there?
Not really, no, but it's a good way of describing a certain area of the general population.
Yeah.
I suppose it's kind of a more money, I think, anyway. It's more monetary based than it is actually about class. But
Canada,
so it's not upstairs, downstairs.
In Canada, everyone's multi-classed. I, for example, am a fourth level fighter and fifth level
paladin.
Yeah,
with a plus two sword.
I'm working on a prestige. I'm working on a prestige class right now. I hesitated to use that joke, but you know what? Fuck it. Wasn't a pun? Not
no,
yet.
You Ticker, should. You can pun.
This is the most... No, I'm going the whole show without making one.
You're
going
to be Mr. Serious the whole time.
Yeah, have you noticed I'm not talking half as much as I normally do? I'm holding my tongue, everything.
You're all jokes.
Yeah. I'm well known for being the jokester of the duo.
Yeah, I'm the fucking boring guy.
No, but the thing about that is that you never say anything that isn't funny.
That's true. See, right there, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, how many songs you've done?
You can do. I've got on Songfight or overall.
Let's do both.
Okay, on Songfight, it's somewhere in the region of 130 in various me and various collaborations, etc. Blah de blah de blah. And on top of that, other stuff I've done outside is probably about the same again. So 250, 300 songs probably in the last 2.5 years.
Brian, we fucking suck.
It's freaky. No. It's freaky. I was talking to someone about this, and they were saying, what, that many songs? And then I thought, no, it's not that many. And then I worked out how many it was per week, and it is quite a lot, actually. And yeah. I'm a bit worried about it.
Do you perform live and stuff?
I don't, actually. I performed live once at Songfight Live UK, which I also organised, which was October year before last, I think. I hate performing live. So,
oh, really?
I discovered. I spent the entire time being incredibly nervous up to the beginning of the set. Then spent the whole set thinking everyone was going to invade the stage and drag me off. and then at the end, I just spent the entire time thinking, God, that was shit. So. Not my thing, really. I like meeting everyone. That was great. But the actual performing side of it just, like, sucked.
Will you be going to the Songfight Live in Santa Cruz, California?
No, I won't. I really wanted to go, actually, but it looks like it just doesn't work out. I'd even overcome my incredible fear of flying, which is kind of like a big thing to fly there for me. Because it's hard enough to get me to fly, like, to Spain or something. So, but I just it doesn't work out time-wise, unfortunately, which is a real bummer. Because there's lots of people I would love to meet.
Slightly less bad about not going now.
Yes, I kind of want to meet Jack Shite, and I wanted to meet the you lot, and there's lots of people I wanted to meet, some of the time maybe, but we shall see.
I would like to go if for no other reason.
I might do a podcast. I might do a live podcast. That's a way around it. I could just got my little built-in camera, webcam. I could webcam onto the wall. I'm sure
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that would be smart. And they could turn it off and I would never know, so that's all right.
They're sweet. That's a good deal, man.
Yeah, I might suggest it.
So are you strictly a solo dude? Like, I mean, you do collaborations and stuff, but you never, like, obviously, I guess if you say you don't perform live, you're not in a band or anything.
Well, no, I was when I first started, like, way, way back when. I was, in a couple of bands. I was in a punk band called the Hideously Bloated Capitalists. Fear this concept, a jazz punk band, which is, can you imagine? But we wanted to sound like No Means No, but I don't know what we actually ended up sounding like.
Did you guys sing with fake American accents?
No, never, no. I couldn't really sing with anything other than what I've got, so it's a challenge to do an American accent. I can't do an American accent, and I wouldn't bother trying, but...
neither can I.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything, but it's one of my many, many bugbears is to make, sing, just don't sing in the voice you got, or at least sing in a voice of the place you come from.
I agree with that.
Was that Bugbear?
Bugbear. Yeah. Bugbear. Nice.
It's one of his many bugbears.
My bugbears. Peccadillo. I don't know.
No, Bugbear. Here we go. I love that.
Oh, good.
That's a D&D monster, isn't it?
Yeah, you found me out there, yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
I'll get my players.
That really sturges my owlbear right up your goddamn lich. I don't know.
There's a lot of D&D going around lately, I've noticed.
Dude, D&D is coming back.
It's making a comeback, I think.
Get on the bandwagon, dude.
Yeah,
we're going to start playing.
I want the cartoon to come back. Bring back the cartoon, that's what I say.
I think you can get it online.
Yeah, but it never ended, did it? They're still stuck there forever.
Well, that's what you want.
You want it to come back and you want them to be saved?
Yeah, and then just maybe sitting around their houses going, we had a great time over there, didn't we? That would make good television.
Now they finally get home and then they have to go get a job.
Yeah, in McDonald's.
They're like, oh, shit, we were little kids. Now we're college age and we have no education, no prospects. We have to go and work at McDonald's. And, god damn it. You know, it was a lot better when we were constantly being under attack by Venger.
yes.
Do you think, exactly. What would happen if Uni came back with them?
Oh, that's good. That's a very good point. Yeah, I don't know.
Someone
probably
would
turn into a cow or something.
Would eat? Yeah. Sean Estes sent me a link to the French version of the D&D theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not even a version. It's like, well, whatever they translate it into French, the show, whatever. But the song's totally different and it's all weird and, like, I don't know. It's cool. I'll find it and we'll post a link to it. It's really cool.
It's got a lot of different elements to it. Like,
yeah. It's a sweet song. It's not just like Dungeons and Dragons, we all call hunt unicorn. Dungeons and Dragons, turn on the magic of colored light.
it's kind of like that.
I wish it was like that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's what D&D.
Maybe you should pitch it.
Oh wait,
come back to the cartoon.
See, okay, now I was confused. You guys were talking about Dungeons and Dragons. I was talking about Light Bright.
Oh,
I always get those things confused.
Well, they were both banned in America for being satanic. So
you could make a pentagram in your light bright.
That's right. Who knows what would happen?
You could singe yourself on the light bulb behind it. You could. I don't know. Yeah. I was thinking we should do a special edition Foodin' It Up UK.
I absolutely agree.
Johnny, what did you eat today?
What did I eat today? I had a tuna baguette. Which World Cup 06 tuna baguette. The official baguette sponsors of the World Cup.
It's not particularly British, is it?
No. Well, I don't know, isn't it? I don't know.
It's kind of French.
It's a hard question, really.
Yeah.
Is the tuna particularly French? I don't know. The baguette.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Did it come... Did it come from a 7-Eleven?
It did. We're equivalent of.
Was it two pieces of tuna? Like two tunas? And no. Between them? Like
like cheese.
Yeah.
No, it was evenly spread.
It was a cheese baguette with melted tuna on top.
Yeah. It was just cheese that had gone this horrible grey colour, and I thought it was tuna, maybe.
Wait, is it spelled capital T apostrophe UU?
No, it's CH apostrophe.
From the Dungeons and Dragons show.
Yeah. Did you have a beverage?
Did I have a beverage? Yes, I had. Well, I had a Diet Coke.
You didn't have a Lilt?
I didn't have a Lilt. No, I'm a bit of a Diet Coke addict, I'm afraid. In fact, I'm a connoisseur. I can tell the difference for two. I could do that like a sight test or taste test, rather.
Between caffeine-free diet?
Yeah, and Pepsi and Coke and all the various different
things. Is there a caffeine-free diet Pepsi? I don't think there is.
It's Pepsi Max.
What's Pepsi Max? Oh, no, that's that stuff that's...
That's diet caffeine-free.
Right. Yeah.
Pepsi.
No, is it caffeine-free?
Oh, yes. I think
why
so.
Do they call it Max?
Maximum,
isn't
maximum
really, like,
taste. Minimum sugar,
be,
maximum
it should,
taste.
It should be called Pepsi Min. Because you're taking not everything.
Pepsi Water, I think is what it is.
Crystal Pepsi.
Pepsi Nil.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah, you should suggest these to them. I think they'd go for them, really.
Nah.
We've got a lot of suggesting to do. We've got to go hook up the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon and revitalize the UK soft drink market.
Yep.
Fantastic.
What's the last booze you had?
Oh, God.
It's okay if you don't drink. We won't judge you.
Yeah.
No,
fine.
I do drink. I'm one of these people who doesn't drink very often, but when I do, I drink to excess. So it's just the worst possible thing I could possibly do. But... probably a vodka and cranberry juice. Either that or beer. One of the two, I can't remember. I was drunk.
So possibly
so
both.
Sue me. At once, quite possibly. Yes, yeah, mixed in the same glass. But I'll go with beer, actually. I think it was probably a San Miguel. I don't know if you get that over there.
San Miguel?
A salmon.
It's a salmon beer. Yeah.
Salmon gal.
Salmon beer.
She was half
salmon gill.
No, she was half girl, half salmon.
Yeah, there's a comic in that.
Imagine that.
It's one of those upside down mermaids.
Just imagine that.
Sweet. Remember that there was a discussion on, like, what would you rather if you were stuck on a deserted island? Island. What would you rather have? A mermaid who was fish on the bottom or fish on the top?
Right.
And there was a big discussion about it. And it's just like, first of all, that's gross. You know, like, first of all, it's obscene to assume that because you're on an island and there happens to be this mermaid creature that she's going to want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
And not just swim away. Right. You know? But let's just assume that she's, wants to hang out. So there's a big discussion about what you prefer. And you know what? I don't want to sit there and talk to a giant fish head.
Yeah, I can't believe how many people said, like, oh, absolutely, fish on the top, because, you know, you need the vagina there.
You don't. No, like, and it's, yeah, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather have a conversation with a mermaid that, like, wasn't really that interested in me than, like, even see a fish head large enough that, like,
just I know, part, dude. Like, I don't even want to look at a regular fish head.
That would have to be, like, the hugest fish head and be like...
And then, not to mention, if she had a fish head, she probably wouldn't be coming up on shore.
It's true.
Not for very long, anyway.
No. So maybe you wouldn't have
about on the beach. Maybe. That wouldn't be very attractive, would it?
The head would just be in the water all the time, and the legs would be on land. So maybe that's not so bad.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you revitalized that horrid train of thought.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so, Phil, you were going to tell me something about The Price is Right?
Oh, that's right, I was.
The Price is Right.
I've been watching The Price is Right again lately. I know.
To conquer your fear?
Yeah, because
of Plinko?
Johnny, you know what The Price is Right is?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the American version with Bob Barker,
right.
Not
okay.
Henry Whittlestein. I don't know, I'm sorry.
Carry on. I'll pretend I know what you're talking about.
I had anxiety when people would get close to winning the prizes and then not. And it would, I kind of get all, like, choked up and whatnot, so I wasn't, like, I just stopped watching it because I couldn't take the pressure. Mm-hmm. But I've been, since I mentioned that on the show, I've been watching it just about every day. And last week, they brought, you know, they had the four people down there, and they're all, you know, giving their guesses on the price and whatnot, and they had all overbid. So they go to rebid, and they get down to the fourth person in line, and it's this girl. She was, like, kind of looking over her shoulder, and they ask her, Bob asked her, like, all right, what's your bid? She's like, I thought I already bid. And they're like, he goes, no, I know, everybody overbid. So what's your
new bid?
What's your new bid? The lowest bid, you know, or the highest bid or whatever, right. 1,400. She's like, 1,000? And she was in contestants row for the rest of the show. She did not make it on stage.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was hot stuff. Whoa.
Hey, what the?
My cuckoo clock just went off.
I have some clowns over. My clown buddies are here to pick me up, you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're not done. End. We have many more questions to ask Johnny Cashpoint. Like, what's up with the name, dude?
When I first found Songfy, I was thinking I was wanted to make music that was a mix between the sound of Johnny Cash and electronica. So that was and a Cashpoint in this country. And I don't know if you know this is what you call an ATM is a Cashpoint. So the idea was it was
we call it a bankomat.
Bankomat.
No, we don't really. I think that's what it's called in France.
Which I believe is also Italian for cash point, but never mind.
Okay.
So it was a mixture of the two styles, which have long since been abandoned, but the music, but the name stuck. So that's where it comes from. And I kind of, like, of course, didn't think when I was doing it that people would take huge offense because Johnny Cash had just died. So that was a bit of a surprise. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, yeah, I kind of, actually, I got over that.
Do you know what kind of sucked? I kind of hated it how Johnny Cash became really, like, all of a sudden he became cool, like, just a few years before he died. Like, like, where were all you guys when he was being awesome for 100 years, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know, exactly.
And he just became, exactly. And it was all of a sudden real cool to like country all of a sudden, and I don't know.
Like, I don't know about that, but when he did the Rick Rubin records on American Recordings, those were like, they were really good.
And yeah, of course. Yeah.
But like, I, you know, what was he doing for, you know, 10, 20 years before that? I have no idea. Yeah. I know he's been around forever, but... Well, not anymore, but...
He did a lot of kind of, shall we say, patchy albums in the like late 80s and early 90s. So I think
that's true.
Kind of like,
yeah.
It just disappeared off the radar. And then, I mean, the Rubin stuff is amazing, but like, you know, it is kind of like, there's a slight kind of like, it's like a, almost like an obituary. It's kind of like, you know, just sticking him up there and with the, record him and before he dies.
Yeah.
And,
put him on,
and it worked,
two,
yeah.
Put him on two slices of rye and cover him with sauerkraut.
Exactly. Sell him as a tuna baguette. That's a...
He got four good records out of him, though, wasn't it? I mean, it was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it got, loads of people got went back, discovered his earlier stuff, which is fantastic as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take a call here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got a caller. I'm sure he's going to have a question for John here, so let's...
Sweet.
Good Lord.
Let's see if this works out here.
My fan.
Yeah.
I told him to stop stalking me.
Whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the Spy vs. Pie podcast, and we've got Johnny Cashpoint in the studio. Do you have any questions for him?
What questions have you already asked him?
You haven't been listening.
How can I? It's not really live.
You were on hold. You were on hold the whole time listening to our hold music.
Yeah.
what? It's just that. No, it's like, who likes being on hold tonight? Everyone likes being on hold tonight. You know,
I'm getting a real phone call at work, but I'm not going to answer it. Haha.
Sweet.
I'm shrugging off my work duties to talk to you guys. Hey, Johnny Cashpoint.
Hey, yep.
Did you, Phil, you didn't introduce who the caller was.
Oh, yeah, this is Heather.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
Heather from...
Hi, good, how are you?
I'm very well, very well.
Are you having fun with these guys? Are they treating you nice?
They're very nice. They're being wonderful hosts.
Yes. Somehow I don't believe you.
No, it's because we're Canadians. Canadians are renowned for their politivity.
That's true.
Wait.
Oh.
You guys are the Canadians of the South.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hot dog.
That's what they call them.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't believe that either. You guys are a bunch of liars. So, Johnny Cashpoint.
Yes.
Are you planning on going to... I know
that.
There was talk. You're not.
No, don't what you need to do, Heather, what
no.
you need
no.
to do... Heather, you need to ask him about your favorite beverage.
About my favorite beverage?
Yeah, ask him what do you think.
My favorite beverage in the world is Diet Coke.
Hey, mine too.
Right on. I knew you were friends.
Actually, I'm strangely addicted to it. I drink an awful lot of it, so like liters a day. So, yes.
Me too. Actually, today is the first day in a very, very, very long time that I haven't had Diet Coke. I had a half of a can of Diet Coke today, and that's it. I've been drinking water, and that is...
Do you have a headache? I always get a slight headache when I don't have Diet Coke. Yes, I do. I get
the addiction is terrible.
It courses through your veins, yeah.
Maybe we should see what Diet Coke tastes like if you dump malt in it.
Oh, that's sacrilege. Stop talking poorly of my Diet Coke.
Don't mess with it. Let's leave it be.
That's right. That's right. But I did notice when I was in England that the Diet Coke did taste a little bit different. So I wonder, have you had American Diet Coke versus...
And it does taste different. We were talking about this earlier on, actually, is that I've drunk so much of it, I've become a bit of a connoisseur in that I can identify different tastes and everything around the world. But if you've been to Poland, the Diet Coke they have there tastes like toothpaste. It's the strangest thing. So if you're in Poland, that's my tip.
That sounds really good, actually.
Do you like toothpaste?
No, my favorite pop right now is this...
I like Diet Coke, you know.
My favorite pop is this birch beer that Boylan's puts out, Boylan's Bottle Works or whatever they're called. And it's a birch beer. It's kind of like a root beer, but it kind of has a bit of a toothpaste-y flavor to it, and I really like it. So
that's very strange, Brian. That was Brian, right? It's hard to tell when Your voices sound the same. Except for Johnny's, your voices, Phil and Brian's voice sounds the same.
Phil, maybe you should put on an, Phil should put on an accent, too, so then you can tell us all apart. All right.
Oh, on a French yeah, one. Sweetie boy paints.
R-R.
All right. Yeah. That's better.
Oh man, we should totally talk smack about Australia right now, man.
All right, we'll get on that.
No,
Heather, it was nice having you on.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great hearing your voice, Johnny.
And great to speak to you, Heather.
Oh, I will look forward to listening to this in its entirety once it's posted. And so you better not forget about or put off posting it.
No, I won't.
Exactly. Yeah, our listeners should know that anytime a podcast doesn't come up on the site, like if it's late or whatever, it's ready, it's done, and it's all set to go. Bill just hasn't bothered pushing the upload button. He just hasn't got around to it.
It's a lever, actually. I haven't bothered pulling the upload button.
A series of switches.
It goes out out through the roof, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a Rube Goldberg invention.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I better get back to work, guys, so have fun.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I almost brought in that name to the producer's name that we were talking about. I almost did that, but you know what? It's not going to bother.
Who, what?
You know, the guy that you just mentioned?
Rube Goldberg?
Yeah, and then the producer that we mentioned earlier? With Johnny Cash.
Oh, nice.
Ruben.
I almost did something with that.
I slipped didn't you, into puns.
Man,
that's got to be hard, dude. I don't know how you're doing it.
Not going to happen.
You're doing very well. I'm impressed.
Brian punned himself to sleep last night, actually.
Is that what they call it?
Every night I pun myself to sleep. I totally did, dude. I was so drunk and talking to you guys.
Yeah,
Various dudes from various places.
Xander Cook and Tyler something.
Longmire.
A couple of daily grinders.
Sort of.
Yeah, Xander has to daily officiate. But, we were just talking on the thing last night, and Brian was completely unconscious with just, like, mangling, like, Angela, Sabantha, Boda.
Yoda.
Did you actually say Sabantha at one point?
Because, like, I may have.
It's a nice Star Wars twist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. And Boda, yeah. Which sounds a little bit
Star
like...
Star Wars, Johnny?
Do you have that over there?
Yes.
You have that over there in the UK?
Is it different? Yes. Is it Star Wars UK?
No, it's the, it's the same thing.
When it came to Canada, it was called Star Wars X with a little X above it in an exponent. That's what happened to the band Bush, Gavin Rossdale's band. When they came to Canada, there used to be in the 70s an old Canadian band called Bush. They're no longer around. No one knows anything of them. But because of that, they weren't allowed to use the name Bush when they in Canada. Their album had to be called Bush X. There was a little X. They decided to call it Bush X. It was the most ridiculous. I guess it's kind of like Charlatans UK or something, right?
Yeah,
like,
the London Suede.
Yeah. Like
apparently Suede. To, yeah.
Or Dinosaur who was
Junior.
It? Yeah,
or Dinosaur.
Was,
yeah, Junior, yeah.
Who was the other band? Wasn't it like Death From Above or something?
Death From Above 1979.
They had to add that, yeah.
Mm.
Which is my birth year.
Quite cool, actually.
Are those guys born in 1979 too?
I don't actually think they are.
Oh, they're just they're just a really big fan of that Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yeah, they were a great show. I really liked that when I saw them. They were super good, and they were going to play. I think my least favorite song on that record is
this one that you don't like very much.
Yeah,
it's like Sexy Boy or whatever. I forget. It's like the last song on the record. And it's the one that really sticks out like a sore thumb. And they were going to play that last. But the drummer / singer, he was kind of up right by the front of the stage. And someone tried swiping some of his something. I don't know. I mean, it was like up front. It was at the 400 bar.
Some of his power?
Yeah, they were just trying to take something of his.
In the
and
job.
He's like, hey, what the fuck? You think I don't see you? And he like started getting this screaming match with someone from the audience who, you know, just tried taking some of his stuff. And like... he threw a big fit, and then they just left. And the bass player was, like, super ready to play this song, and then just, like, well, I guess...
So you didn't get to hear your least favorite song?
If half of a two-piece leaves the stage, I mean, it's kind of... I guess the show's
just a
over.
Bass player left. It's not going to be great.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear my least favorite song, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah,
and I got to see them, kind of blow up a little bit. Get a little angry.
Because they're from Canada. We don't take shit from nobody.
Are they from Canada?
I think so.
I'm convinced nothing good comes from America. Every time anything good happens, it's always from Canada.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Johnny, when Star Wars came out over there, did the Empire have American accents?
No, French accent. Oh.
Only the Master of Evil, Darth.
I don't get
that's,
it.
That's kind of funny how Darth Vader's mask gave him that accent, huh?
Yeah.
Like when he was a kid, he was all like, meh, 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 meh. And then he got the mask and he was all British and Jonesy.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the prequels, Johnny?
Yes, I did.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, perfect.
What'd you think? Do they hold up? Because me and Brian are all about them.
They're so good.
We'll do 2 hours a week on the prequels.
I only wish.
Are you fans of the prequels?
I only wish. My only wish for the whole thing is that if Natalie Portman was a bit chubbier and was a bit more, her voice was a bit more like she had been smoking cigarettes and drinking whiskey all day. That's pretty much the only improvement I could see making on those.
I was kind of, things I'm disappointed by in that, like, things like, it turns out this evil empire, when I saw them originally, was like, you know, this huge
spoiler
thing.
Alert.
Yes, oh, I've been ruling. Spoiler alert! I've been ruling the galaxy for years, for like centuries, and it turns out it's 20 years that this amazing evil empire's in control. It's kind of not actually very tough, is it? Really?
No,
it was okay.
Just like America.
Yeah, just think big, but you know that's. I don't know. No, it was all right. I suppose that's. It was campus tits, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. So
I love campus tits, man. Those are the best kind.
Oh, dude.
They're usually covered in, like, school sweaters and shit, man. Oh, yeah.
I think maybe that trumps the pecs, et cetera.
Campus tits.
Campus tits, yeah. No,
campus.
Pecs, et cetera.
Campus, right.
Campus tits.
Johnny, let me ask you something, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I know that, you know, the UK and America has this kind of tenuous relationship, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, all that stuff that happened a couple hundred years ago or whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, if we were to suddenly throw our hands up and say, you know what, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Will you take us back? You think?
Yeah, like a sort of wayward son or something.
Yeah, exactly. Can we, okay, can we come back and sing in the basement?
Yeah, exactly. Form a band, maybe. Yeah, well, you know, we could never say no to you. So, yeah, of course, you're welcome back. Yeah.
All right, I got two questions that I just thought of.
Right.
The first question is, do you guys have any little animals that you like to kick around?
Well, me personally or English people generally?
No, I just mean like as a nation. Is there like a little animal that you're like, fuck these little animals, just fucking in your boot? Anything like that? Hedgehogs?
No.
Or do you kick hedgehogs around?
No. Hedgehogs come under the cute factor, so they're like...
See?
You know,
okay, good. Civilization,
put out little
finally.
Plates of milk for them and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Second question, somewhat related. Mm-hmm. What is your toughest monster? Mythological or real?
We don't really have any tough monsters I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe I can make one up. You wouldn't know, of course. But
if it's the bunion, then
no. We have Spring-Heel Jack, I suppose, who is a mythological creature, stroke human, something more that used to go around killing people and
used to go around stroking humans.
Springing on people with its heels. I can't remember the details, but it used to scare Victorian children to sleep. That's all I know. So
sweet.
All I know, and I'll
sleep.
Say no more. I said too much already. If I tell you any more, I'll have to kill you.
What didn't used to scare those guys, man?
I know, they were a pretty cowardly bunch all put together, really. But yes. But no, I mean, Loch Ness Monster's quite scary, I suppose.
But really? Are people really scared of it?
Terrified.
Really? For real?
No,
like, it kind of always, people always kind of, it kind of has the, has like an air of sort of gentleness to it. Like, it's never really known for, like, there's no stories of Nessie.
Not, none that reach the States. Oh, that, yeah.
Oh.
There's lots of unaccounted deaths up there around the lock.
They're all blamed on
Nessie.
Yeah,
they're all blamed on Nessie, whether she did them or not.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm making this all up, by the way. And because I don't really have an answer to your question, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. I just wanted to know
more.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. One is just a quick music thing. What's your favorite kind of guitar? And then two, is Danger Mouse based on a true story?
What's my favorite band? Just generally, did you say? Sorry,
no, guitar.
Oh,
because you do indeed play guitar. Yeah.
I do indeed play guitar, but I'm not. I'm afraid you'll be very sad to hear I'm not a guitar aficionado. I'm afraid.
Neither am I.
I really couldn't tell you tone from another. A red Stratocaster.
A red guitar
good.
Is your favorite guitar? Just red.
Yeah, red Stratocaster. Yeah, anything that's red. Yeah.
I don't know a lot about guitars, and I want to, like have lots and stuff, but I don't really have any real reason because I'm not very good at playing them, and I don't know. Yeah, I kind of fetishize them, but not as much as like a regular guitar guy does, because I don't know enough about.
Brian, it's very simple. The more guitars you have, the better you are. I mean,
that's a
really?
Fair point.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, fair point, well made.
If I could only have one guitar though, I'd probably just have a Telecaster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a natural finish one.
See, we have to remember that I started playing bass guitar, so I'm like not really. Although I do play six string guitar now, I've always come from the bass guitar. So, precision bass is the bass to get. There's no other bass worth having.
Do you tune super super low then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and leave the strings. I'll never change them because then you get a really nice dirty
nice
tone. Exactly, and you get a nice reggae tone to the bass then as well. It's equivalent of a low pass. It's perfect. It's an insider's tip there. I get my bass tone.
What do you record to?
What do I record to?
Yeah.
Okay,
Do you go straight into the computer, or do you
straight into the computer? Got a
crazy motherfucker named Cashpoint.
I know. Well, it's my punk. It's my punk DIY ethic. It's never gone away. I've got a free sequencer, a crappy audio editor, and a six string acoustic guitar. So everything you hear is that
nice.
Processed one way or another.
You fucking hear that? Processed.
£30.
Motherfucker.
I know.
Yeah,
processed.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, hops, finally. Yeah.
So,
finally hops. I can... Hops. Hops.
Hops.
Hops. Hops.
We get into the accent fight hops. Pretty much once a show, Johnny. So.
Excellent.
Episode 4. A new... Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Do it. What?
No, I'm not going
to do it.
I just said episode 4, a new something, and then I didn't finish.
I could see a pun coming and...
Didn't happen.
I don't even know how you think I'm supposed to say that. Hoop.
No hoop.
What?
Starwares.
Starwares.
Starwares. Episode 4. A no hoop.
Dude, let's get the script and read it all out. Like,
all right. I'm sad to say, we're running low on time.
Oh.
It's crushing.
Well, it's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
If we were a video game,
yeah,
there would be a little gauge, a little time meter running, ticking down.
Yeah. Which video game would you be?
If you were
a video game, that's a good question.
Easy, Narc.
Nah, okay.
No. Karnov. Karnark. Shit. Leg end of
in 10 years I'll look exactly like Karnov, so just the sweatpants, bald, 400 pounds.
If you gave Karnov a bottle of pop, he would look like Soda Popinski.
That's true. A bottle of tart pop.
Oh,
a bottomless pop.
Bottomless tart pop.
Hey, guess
did
what?
Did we register that yet? Do we have that?
What?
Bottomless tart pop.
Nah, fuck it. Someone wants us to go and spend the money to do that to start up a hate site for us, they're welcome to it.
Okay, that's true.
Or fan site. We don't have a fan site yet. We barely have a site of our own.
Yeah.
I should say that if there were people who wanted to do fan related type things, even though we don't have fans,
right?
We just have good friends.
Well, we will now.
Oh yeah, we'll have new associates.
Yeah, there's all kinds of new listeners today.
I'm dragging them in.
We encourage them to email us at spyversuspy@gmail.com or perhaps also gmail@spyversuspy.com. spyversuspy.com being our website where you can go and
see some stuff.
With your ears, mostly.
Yeah. All right, mouse gesture on over
lovely.
There.
Johnny, it was wonderful having you on.
It's a pleasure. It's been lovely. Thank you very much.
You're a fantastic, eloquent individual.
I think I'd go so far as to say that you're welcome back another time.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'd love to come back.
Not any time. A lot of times on shows, come back anytime. Well, we can't have you come back anytime because...
I would love just once. Like, come back anytime. Oh, okay, well, how about tomorrow? I'm still in town tomorrow. Would you?
How about I come on again?
Yeah. Don't call us.
But yeah, because we do have a deal that if we're going to repeat guests, there's a certain protocol that we have to obey.
Right.
It's Heather's got to be on again. So,
although technically she was on today, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was on as a prop.
We propify women here at Live vs. Pod.
But did you want to plug any things? Did you have a website? Where's one drawing of you?
Yes, I have a website, www.johnnycashpoint.com. I'm about to release
it's not .co.uk?
No, .com. Oh, okay, .com. Because cool. I thought, hey, takes longer to type, you know.
That's right.
You need to give people more reason not to go there. And about to release an album I'm recording at the moment, kind of like dub style-y, I suppose.
Oh wow.
Nice.
For want of a better one. It's gonna be called Badly Dubbed. That's about it, really. Check if you always catch up with me on Songfight boards, I'm always there causing mayhem and being grumpy.
Songfight.org has a very nice archive.
Oh yeah.
You can go in there, you can type in a name of a guy who once did a thing on the site, and it'll come up with all sorts of results.
Exactly. Lots of excellent stuff on there. Hell Yes, Spy vs. Pi, Abominables, and Johnny Cashpoint.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know how to pronounce it. A-bomb, but I thought no one would know what I'm talking about if I say that.
Abominous.
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 Abominous. Okay. I always thought it was Abominominominous. Which would be better, actually, I have to say. But, you know, who am I? But that's fine. Cool. All right, then. Well, on that note, thank you very much. And, yes.
Thanks for coming.
This has been London Calling, I suppose.
Oh, see, this is why I didn't have to make any kind of puns, because I got someone to do it for me. Yep.
Okay, bye.
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 He didn't say it. I text messaged him. I said, please say bye, Petus.
Well, now what?
What do you mean, now what? I think we're done.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it? All right.
Wait. What?
What? Hold on.
Hello again. I'm totally sorry. I meant to say bipedis.
Alright, thanks, Jerry.
Okay, cheers. Sweet.
Lord. 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 Lord.
So, how are you boys? Are you having a good day so far?